Starting with the latest health news, and what do we see here at the end of the year? We see recaps. We got to recap the whole year, but the most important articles of the year is what we'll cover right here. So the most important food science stories of 2019. So food science overall, let's look at this. The final verdict on eggs, they're really good for you and boost brain function. So debunking what has been said for the past 30 years, we see eggs are amazing. The American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, which included 2,500 men over a 22-year period, has proved that egg consumption has no correlation to an increase in heart disease, dementia, or Alzheimer's. In fact, regular egg consumption was found to improve performance on neuropsychological tests of the frontal lobe and executive functioning. So something that boosts brain health, something that will give you energy because it's full of healthy fats. In fact, actually, the healthiest part of the egg is the yolk, not the whites. The yolk has all the vitamins, more vitamins, and the whites is where a lot of the hormones are and different components. So in fact, even people who you know, if vegans need to get their protein in or whatever, but if people who are paleo or keto that route, you know, eggs are a great thing for them, and getting that yolk in is really, really important. So don't exclude the yolk. That's like the center of the egg. It's the core of the earth, you know. It's like that, what is it, the nucleus of the cell. So food, the best way to build beautiful skin from the inside out. So to mitigate the effects of aging, these foods include avocados, blueberries, green tea, kale, oranges, pomegranates, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, watermelon, and wild salmon. I mean, the list can just go on and on and on, right? Because that's what we have, is like everything that is antioxidant, which is color, which is polyphenols and all these other plant-based compounds, there's thousands, okay, all have these anti-cancer compounds, as I said. But antioxidants in their very nature are antioxidative, anti-aging in their very nature. So of course they're going to help with your skin health. So very important that we get that in. Maybe we want to juice more too with that. Maybe we want to do some smoothies with that too. Let's try to find ways to get those foods in our diet as much as possible, right? Cook that up maybe with some nutritional yeast, I don't know, and maybe some coconut oil. So onions, garlic, and other members of the allium family, again, sulfur family, found to reduce the risk of colorectal cancer. So Asia Pacific Journal of Clinical Oncology found that a diet rich in a variety of alliums can prevent colorectal cancer in both men and women. Amazing. The link between the Western diet and teen depression. I talked about teen depression many times actually in the past now, because it's just crazy how much that is, and seeing all these rates of mental issues happening. So, you know, do we need more eggs? But do we need more vegetables too? Do we need more water intake? Do we need just better environments overall? So it says that brain behavior and immunity has found another common link. The standard Western diet, which is the SAD diet, the standard American diet, red meat, processed foods, and confectionery, sugar and items and processed foods of any kind, basically, you know, it could be canned, potentially, you know, canned foods tend to have the BPA lining, they tend to have preservatives, they tend to have too much salt, they can add sugar. You got to look at the labels, you know, we can't really generalize, and processed foods, some people will take that different ways. Look at what you're actually eating. You know, is it real food? So they were especially found to increase the risk of depression by increasing both body mass index and inflammation alike. And yeah, a lot of things are linked to mental illness or impairment of some sort, even insulin, to the regards of eating too much pasta or having breads, which is very common, as I expose in the food world order video that I did. So then we have Whole Foods pulls off a whole hoax. They promised that by 2018 there would not be a single genetically modified product for sale in any of their stores. Well, 2018 came and went, and that promise was never fulfilled. So it's got to hold these companies accountable if we really want to change for the better. Falling asleep at your desk? Try these nutritious snacks. So apples and peanut butter, carrots and hummus, clementines and olives. Almonds. Olives are good too, though. Dried fruit and nuts, Greek yogurt, or hard-boiled eggs. All right. Yeah, and those are, you know, some of those I can tell higher fat, so they're going to provide you with more energy. Some of those are great combinations, right? So in Ayurvedic medicine, you typically eat fruit alone, But if you're having fruit with nuts, for example, maybe the fats will slow the release of the insulin on the fruit and will provide more fiber for the sugar to be digested, and everything can work together. It depends on how you feel at the end of the day with these foods. So you can try those out. Those are some pretty good suggestions, I would say. Maybe just even nuts by themselves, I'd see is the best one. So apple's cousin, the quince, has amazing skincare properties. Now, honestly, to be honest with you guys, I have never heard of this, and I would like to look into this. So researchers have also found that the quince seed extracts can heal incised wounds, prevent skin toxicity, and improve the creation of connective tissue. They said in a study found that quince seed extract is an effective treatment for skin lesions caused by exposure to dust mites. So we know apples and their pectin is amazingly powerful. The pectin is like the fibers, and the skin, very, very powerful as well. And we notice that like the skin can sometimes have more power than the fruit itself. Like take, for example, a blueberry. I think we notice a lot of the antioxidants being on the skin. So, but with more fiber comes better digestion, better binding to heavy metals in the body and releasing them through excretion and urination. So then we see here, science confirms why vaccines do cause autism, and this is becoming growing in theory. So it includes the aluminum in vaccines, as I previously stated, it's right there on the label. Maybe I said mercury, but you know, you're looking at other chemicals as well, like aluminum and formaldehyde and MSG. I mean, these are in the ingredients of these vaccines, and I even go over all these ingredients and stuff in my presentation, the Shocking Health Statistics Seminar 2020 Gateway to Health Full. You can see that in that video. I list about vaccines. I talk about a whole bunch of subjects as well and how they kind of connect. So it says that Keele University has confirmed both that aluminum in vaccines is toxic and that this may explain the apparent link between vaccines and autism. So again, studies. This isn't theories. I mean, even if it was, what's wrong with questioning the world that we live in? But we have studies to prove it. We have clear data to prove it. And if it's right on the label, why is that happening? Could we at least get the answer, you know? But instead, it's just you're shut down, censored, not allowed to talk about it. I mean, that's not quite a discussion, if you ask me. Yet another study confirms the amazing cancer-fighting potential of turmeric. So turmeric, again, curcumin. Scientists in China has proved its potent anti-cancer properties against even chemotherapy-resistant cancer cells. So chemotherapy, useless, you know, World War II mustard gas treatment that we're using for cancer. We see turmeric is even more powerful against the cells that were not killed by chemotherapy. And again, you got to keep in mind the mother cell is that root to the cancer cell. So if you can't kill the mother cell, then the cancer will likely grow back. And that's what happens with a lot of people, sadly. You know, I talked about cancer a lot here, so I had to mention that it's very important that we do get to the root cause of the issue. And it could be a multifaceted approach. Look at the different treatment options available. Look at what they're doing around the world. Look what they're doing in Mexico and Germany and Canada, even recommending vitamin D in general, because breast cancer is known as vitamin D deficiency syndrome. So just look at the different things that exist and see, why is it that other countries do better than our country? Is it because their food is completely different by itself? You know, and look at the cereals in the US compared to the cereals in the UK, completely different. So taking a look at the bigger picture will always help, because health means whole in Latin. Thank you very much for watching. My name is Corey Endrelot, Integrative Nutrition Health Coach. See ya. Subscribe, like, comment, share. Thanks.